just her. I have a lot of, this is really loud. I have a lot of announcements this morning, so you might want to get out a pencil and paper. The women of the church will be having lunch at noon on Thursday, June 12th at the Log House in Argus. They will be joined by the women from Grace Church in the Culver Church. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board out in the hallway. Now that's Thursday, June 12th at noon, and you're going to the Log House. Glory Circle is going to Playmore at Bremen tomorrow, June 9th, and they'll leave from here at 5:15. It costs $3 to get in, plus your food and other activities. I guess you can tell, Betty, I used to be a teacher, $3. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. Playmore needs to know how many people will be going. So if you're planning to go, that means you need to sign up today. That's tomorrow, June 9th at 5:15. A group of us are going to the Silverhawks game on Friday, June 27th. This game starts at 7:35. We will meet at 6:15 here and we'll leave at 6:30. And there's fireworks afterwards. It's $10 for a ticket, right, Bob? $10 a ticket. Here's the catch. Bob has to turn in $100 by this Friday in order for all of us to sit together. So we need 20 people in order for us all to sit together, obviously. So he needs to know, after church, contact Bob if you plan to go so he can collect the $100 so that we all can sit together. It sounds like this church is going all the time, eating and playing golf and going to baseball. Vacation Bible School will be July 21st through the 25th at St. Thomas, across the street. It's 8:45 in the morning till noon. Registration and helper requests will be out soon. If there are any questions, you can contact Nancy Kaiser. We also need for you to turn in the names of high school and college graduation people to the office as soon as possible. Recognition is July 27th. Scholarship forms are also laying out on the table outside the office, or you can pick them up from the office. And those are due to be turned back in by June 30th. The Agape class, who was scheduled to have their indoor garage sale on Saturday, has opted to cancel it due to many, many other scheduling problems, and they hope to reschedule later in the summer. Today is the last day for our choir to sing. That means Lily is looking for special music for the summer. So please, please get your act together. Literally get your act together. Contact Lily. She'll sign you up for a Sunday. She says no auditions are necessary. Is there any other announcements that I missed? Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Whoa, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that God has made. This and every single day God has made, and this day especially is exciting to me, Pentecost Sunday. Welcome to all of you who have gathered in this place. Did we make it on the radio? No, we didn't make it on the radio today. We didn't, there's a problem in the... It's funny, on Pentecost Sunday, when the Spirit is moving, apparently the interception of cyberspace. It's a little bit too much. Okay. But let us think spiritual thoughts toward those who are not able to join us today online, because quite honestly, they really look forward to this time of worshiping with us. So let's do what we can to expand our spirits, to include them in this place. It is good to be here with you on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday. Let's rise as we are able in body or in heart and sing together number 259, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love. We are here. We are ready.
We are bricks and mortar for the great builder city.
Let us build the kingdom for all peoples.
We are the wind that heralds the good news.
Let us gather the people together in grace.
We are the flame that signals the Spirit's presence.
Let us ignite rejoicing.
Among the old and the young,
our sons and our daughters.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Give us courage, O God. We long to live in the truth that you have shown us. But it is hard. We long to hold on to the vision you have given us. But it can be scary. Forgive us for wandering away from your challenges. Help us to be bold and sure. We want to step in your faith. Do a new thing in our church. Prepare our hearts to be ready.
Beloved of God,
there is a new thing. There's always a new thing because God creates and keeps creating. And that includes what's happening inside of yourself. I just came back from the Indiana-Kentucky Conference annual gathering, and I was challenged. I was challenged to do the new things that God is doing, to step boldly into this digital world, to step boldly into whatever it is that we need to do to reach the hearts of many. And as we confess today that we want to, but we're afraid, I assure you that God's presence goes before you, goes after you, is around you, and is within you. And I assure you that your fear is seen by God, and the comfort of God reaches toward you. So no matter what it was that you did or didn't do, you said or you didn't say, you thought or you didn't think to think it. God's Spirit wants to move in you in a brand new way so that you will or won't in any of those categories toward the Spirit of God. So receive God's pardon, not from me, but from God's most Holy Spirit. Receive God's pardon so that you can be free to do the new thing that God wants to do. Because very great is that new thing and very powerful as we step forward into it.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
So we thank the choir
for this year's worth of service. Yes, you may bow. You absolutely may bow. What a glorious thing it is. We're sad to see you go for the summer, and we hope that we get special music out of you periodically. When not as a choir, maybe, but individually. I'm not looking at anyone in particular. No pressure to anyone. Can I have the kiddos come forward? Who is a child of God that would like to join us here on the chancel steps? Make way, make way. You got kids coming from over there. Hello, hello, hello. I got a special request, and I'm really excited that I got a special request. Do you guys remember, does anybody here remember the fire song that we like to do on Pentecost? No? Well, we're going to learn it. For those of you, and those of you who know it, you're going to help me sing it, right? Okay, well, if you learn it, you can sing it, but if you don't, you can just listen and hopefully enjoy it. How does it go? Do you remember? Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Do you remember the African version? Moto, 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 moto omaweaka. That's a hard one. Moto, 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 moto omaweaka. Kamasikuya pentecoste, moto omaweaka. Kamasikuya pentecoste, moto omaweaka. Now you got the moto, moto, moto part, right? Say moto, moto, moto.
Moto, moto, moto.
Moto omawe.
Moto omawe.
Aka.
Aka.
Moto, moto, moto.
Moto
omawe.
Moto omawe.
Aka.
Aka.
Kama.
Kama.
Siku.
Siku.
Ya.
Ya.
Pentecoste.
Pentecoste.
Moto omawe aka.
Moto omawe aka.
Moto moto moto. Moto omawe aka. Moto moto moto. Moto omawe aka. Kama siku ya Pentecoste. Moto omawe aka. Kama siku ya Pentecoste, moto omaweaka. Oh, fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Should we do it with drums?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it with drums. Yeah. Look, I didn't wear this sparkly red collar just to be, you know, nice and decently and in order. Oh, no, no, no. And look, there are new drums. There are new drums. And we got egg shakers. And we've got another egg shaker. You want this one? All right. Want that one?
Oh.
Anybody want this? All right. See if we can do it with the song. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. You can dance. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 come on. Fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Now go crazy! Go crazy! Good job. The day of Pentecost is the day that the Spirit of God was unleashed upon the people, and it was a little chaotic. Not everything was understandable, and these kinds of sounds can be prayers. So when you make noise to God, whether it is a rattle like this or the sound of a drum like this, do so as a praise and do so as a prayer. And so let us pray with our words now as we gather together in the circle. Repeat after me in prayer. Do you want to join the circle or do you want to keep, you want to? Here, you hold my hand and let, there we go. You can grab her hand like that. Oh God, your Spirit leads us, guides us, gives us energy. Help us to open our hearts to your Spirit within our spirit. We love you, God. And we know that you love us. Amen. Thank you. Let's put these back in my bag. I'm sorry, but it's important. Yep, you can play all the way over there. And just put them right on top of the bag. Oh, don't do it like that, because that might break this. But you can shake that for all it's worth. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. All right, go ahead and put them down. You're welcome, Nancy. I know I'm a bit of a troublemaker. People are going, a little bit of a troublemaker? Our biblical witness today tells the story of the troublemaker we call God. Acts 2, 1 through 18. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying, 'What does this mean?' But there were others who sneered, and they said, 'Ah, they're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Listen, listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy.' quite the story. One that you probably know. If I were to say to you, tell me the story of Pentecost, you probably could do a pretty good job in your own words. It's a common story in our community. We hear it year after year. The symbols are familiar. The vibrant color red adds urgency and energy to the celebration, but it has become a comfortable story, one that I hope that we are grateful for. I know that for me, this event in the church's story evokes more excitement than it does for many. It is at Pentecost that the church received courage and comfort. Between Jesus' resurrection and Pentecost was a kind of gestation period. The followers of Jesus were regrouping, rethinking, reforming from the gnarly and sometimes obnoxious disciples that they were into a gnarly and often obnoxious early church. You see, the Spirit of God does not change people from being gnarly and obnoxious. Sometimes it actually encourages it. Because we are countercultural. We are not supposed to be influenced by the culture. We are to influence the culture itself. And that means going against the grain. That means being gnarly and somewhat obnoxious. When the outpouring happened and confusion covered the crowd, Peter offered an explanation. He went way back to a promise through the prophet Joel that in the last days, God made a declaration, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, sons, daughters, slaves, men, women, old, young. This is poetry. If we were to break it down line by line and take it literally, we would start to expect certain people to display certain gifts. Young men, are you receiving your gift? Old men, are you receiving your gift? Young women? And we would have it all dissected as if men and women, young and old, should have categories, should have defined roles. But this is poetry. All flesh, all humanity are to receive the outpouring of God's love. If we look at it in the power of poetry, what we see is a radical generosity from God. Because it is God's Spirit that is outpoured. God's Spirit. Who do you believe God to be? God's Spirit. And the consequence of this outpouring will be visions and dreams and prophecy, not just on the men who hold power, but even those who have absolutely no power at all in their culture. Everyone would receive the outpouring of God's Spirit. Well, that's pretty radical. It tells us that we mustn't evaluate people based on how they look, based on their level of education, their social status, the color of their skin, their muscle-to-fat ratio, where or if they went to school, their speech patterns or word choices. Need I go on? We mustn't judge people by these outward criteria. Because God doesn't. God declares that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. So should we then expect any less? When we walk around and talk to people and see people, should we dismiss them as if the Spirit of God is not poured out on them? Should we look in the mirror and dismiss ourselves? Don't you dare. But God's Spirit is not a tool. We aren't talking about God offering us a monkey wrench or a garden rake. God is pouring out on us God's own self in the form of Spirit. First, God was poured out through creation. Then, God was poured out in the incarnation through Jesus. But then it gets even better and more intense. Or what I wrote first when I wrote this, then it gets betterer and betterer and more intenser. At Pentecost, God poured out the invisible essence of God's own self into the flesh of all people. Is there anything more incredible than that? Tell me this. Let's say you were creator. And if after your creation spoiled the work of the other parts of your creation and then treated each other cruelly, if after your creation treated the embodiment of yourself viciously, would you then pour out the invisible essence of yourself to them? Would you? Or would you say, I'm done with you. I don't know what happened. I made you good enough. I made you well, but man, it's a mess, and I've done everything I can. I'm moving on. Were it not for the grace of God, that might be my kind of language. We hear often about one person thinking of another person, I'm done with you. God never does that. After pouring out God's self, after being treated viciously and seeing human beings treat the earth poorly and each other cruelly, God says, I know exactly what you need. You need me inside of you. I'm going to do that because I want, because I desire, because I love. Will you receive me? Radical generosity. God did this. God is doing it. God continues to do it, and God will continue to do this. Radical generosity. A generosity that it is hard to imagine implementing in our lives. You are the recipient of God's self within your very own spirit. Sacrality is swirling within you and around you. When I say that every one of you is sacred, every one of you is sacred. Every one of you. Does that make it mundane? Does that make God's sacrality normal, average, run-of-the-mill? Or does it make it absolutely mind-blowing? It makes me want to screw off the top of my head because I cannot contain it all. You and I are sacred. I believe that with all of my heart. But it's not just you and I sitting in this sanctuary. Everywhere we go, everybody is sacred. That's mind-blowing. Radical generosity. The radical generosity of God toward us cannot be contained. It cannot be understood logically and cannot be completely expressed emotionally. I feel like sometimes I am oozing with excitement about it. And I don't know, I'm like some little toy that the battery's gone awry and all I can do is shake a little bit, you know, because I can't express it. If my knees were better, I would dance it. Music helps. Music can help lift it up and make it more full. If God has been this radically generous with us, how then shall we live? That's what it always comes down to. How then shall we live if this is true? How then shall we be toward each other and others outside these walls, outside this community? How then shall we be? Well, I think we screw off the top of our heads. We screw off the top of our spirit. so that we are free to receive the fullness of the Spirit of God's isness. Dream your dreams. See your visions. Don't be afraid of them. Speak out prophetically. Make a fuss when you see a need. When you see something broken in society and you think something should be done about that. I live alone. And sometimes, let's say a wrapper drops on the floor. I have been known for a few days to think to myself, someone should really pick that up. But I don't bend over myself. It takes me sometimes a couple of days to go, I guess it has to be me. Oh, yeah, the cat doesn't have opposable thumbs. I'm sure he did it. How often do we walk by something that's broken and go, somebody ought to pick that up? And do we ever say, I guess I should do that. I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to be the one that binds the heart that's broken. I'm going to be the one that sets the captive free. I'm going to be the one that sees the wound of another person, that sees them in all of their humanity. I'm going to be the one that does that. And I'm going to encourage others to do it too. Get in the way. Make life fully abundant. And after your generosity is radically perpetuated, praise God. Offer this radical generosity just as the Holy Spirit has been offered to you for the sake of love. Let us sing together number 247, Spirit of the Living God.
Please respond with, "Hear our prayer, O God." Let's join our hearts in prayer. For the times we are sick, Lord God, be our healer in your mercy.
Hear our prayer, O God.
For the times we are confused, Lord God, be your clarity in your mercy.
Hear our prayer, O God.
For the times when we are anxious, Lord God, be our comforter in your mercy.
Hear our prayer, O God.
For the times when we are lonely, Lord God, help us feel your presence in your mercy.
Hear our prayer, O God.
For the needs of others, our friends and family, Lord God, act swiftly in your mercy.
Hear our prayer, O God.
For all who enter our lives in one way or another, that your grace abide in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Please join me in the prayer that our Father taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Beloved of God, as you prepare your hearts for the offering, I want to remind you to fill out the friendship registration pads in the little black book. We like to know you're here, and thank you for whatever it is that you can give to keep this ministry going. Body or in heart.
You, O God, we receive your gifts and give a portion back to you. We pray that you will bless this offering from your people. O God, use these gifts for us and the sake of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Well, you guys got to come up. They looked at me like, really? We can be seated? That'd be awesome. Like that a lot. No matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. You are welcome not only to worship with us, but you are welcome, if you are hungry and thirsty in the spirit, to partake of this sacred and filling meal. Please join me in the communion prayer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and fitting to give our thanks and praise to you, ever living God. We bless you for the beauty and bounty of the earth, and for the vision of the day when sharing by all will mean scarcity for none. We bless you for your continual love and care for every creature. We praise you for forming us in your image and for calling us to be your people. Beloved of God, it was a night when Jesus was anticipating eating his last meal in his earthly form before his crucifixion and resurrection. He knew what was about to happen, and he knew that the Holy Spirit had not yet been sent to fill his friends who were his followers. And so in the middle of the meal, he took a loaf of bread and he blessed it. And then he broke the bread And he said, "This is my body." He broke the bread so that he could pass it around to everyone and say, "Take and eat." He knew the Holy Spirit had not yet come to fill his people, and he wanted to sustain them, to comfort them, and to give them courage. And then during the meal, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. This is my blood, the essence of who I am. Take it and drink it." Because he knew the Holy Spirit had not yet come, and he wanted to comfort and encourage his people. He wanted to be in his people so that they could endure the hard thing that they were about to endure. And so they all ate and they all drank so that they could take in Jesus. And now the Holy Spirit has come. And still we eat and we drink in remembrance of the love that Jesus has for us, that he broke himself so that we could take him in. He spilled himself out so that we could have life and be filled with God's presence always. This table is ready. Please prepare your hearts to receive. Beloved of God, take, eat in remembrance. Verse 3. Teach Jesus to feel that the war comes. Beloved of God, take and drink in remembrance of Christ. With this eaten banquet before us and the leftovers in our presence, such is our abundance and such is our gratefulness and our thanksgiving. Let us speak a prayer of thanksgiving together. We give thanks, Almighty God. You refresh us at your table by granting us the presence of Jesus Christ. Strengthen our faith. Increase our love for one another and send us forth into the world in courage and peace, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Thank you for serving. I'll be right with you. I am not giving the benediction, Annie is. But since we didn't go long, I just wanted to say how joyous it is to celebrate Pentecost with you. How beautiful it is are the feet of those who speak good news. You have good news to share. I'll say it again. You have good news to share. Did you hear me that I said you have good news that you can share? Okay, share it. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit is in you. The power of God's self is in you. I have no doubt. Thank you for indulging me, Annie. Please rise as you are able for the benediction.
Loving God, our hands are open to you. You, who loved us into being. You, who search for us and never let us go. You, who embrace us and call us beloved. Whenever we are faithful or fickle, you embrace us and call us beloved. At your invitation, we hold before you now the depth and breadth of our collective life. With joy, we offer our gifts to be used to extend your love and embrace throughout this community and the world.